Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Metal Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
She needed the judge will not let you explain. But once you need it, the judge will not let you explain. Because he believe in justice and a woman is the glory for man. And it's falling rain. Tired out on the desert, red out and the falling rain. And to lose my baby, she is the glory for me.
Wrong Side of the Tracks. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition. I'm your host, Chip McCabe, and as we do every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing the best in all things Americana-ish, including the blues. And that right there, from 1955, Sonny Boy Williamson II, with a track he wrote called All My Love in Vain. Phenomenal tune from a phenomenal harp player. And why are we starting with Sonny Boy Williamson II? Well, he's celebrating a birthday this week, kids. Alec Miller, as he was originally born, on December 5th, 1912. Although some say it was as early as 1897. So, again, not great records kept in the Deep South. He was born in Greenwood or Money, Mississippi, sometime between 1897 and 1912. But we know it's December 5th, so we're going to roll with that. Sonny Boy Williamson the second. Of course, he's the second because there was a Sonny Boy Williamson before him. He was a popular blues singer, harmonica player throughout the 30s and 40s, and he kind of stole his name. It happens, I guess. But Sonny Boy Williamson the second co-wrote and wrote a lot of killer blues tunes and performed with a lot of great blues musicians and bands. And let's give you four of those tunes that he helped write, including this one from B.B. King. This is Eyesight to the Blind. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
Talking about your woman, I wish to God, man, you could see mine. See mine. tell by the way she walks. Oh, my baby's daddy must have been a millionaire. I can tell by the way she walks. Yes, when she stopped walking, oh, the deep and dumb began to talk. Morning, we was laying down across the bed. A man was in the next room crying, stopped crying, and raised up his head and said, "Lord, ain't she pretty? The whole state knows she's fine." When she stopped walking, she bring all sight to the blind. The whole state knows she's fine. Oh, what a clown, my baby's pretty. The whole state knows she's fine. Oh, when she stops loving, yeah, she bring all sight to the blind. One, two. You know what to do. Checking on my baby, see what she's putting down. Checking on my baby, to see what she's putting down. She been gone so long, by the driving that a while. Ow! You know she wouldn't write, she wouldn't call me on the phone. My baby won't write me, she won't call me on the phone. But I'm gonna get slick, get myself another chick. Look here. Checking on my baby, see what she's putting down. Checking on my baby, to see what she's putting down. She been gone so long, but I'm driving daddy wild. But my baby wouldn't write, she wouldn't call me on the phone. Oh, my baby won't write me, she won't call me on the phone. But I'm gonna get slick, get myself another chick. I'm looking for my woman, to see what she's putting down. Looking for my baby, to see what she's putting down. She been gone so long, by the driving daddy wild.
Lord, you start me up. started talking, woman, I might do something wrong. If I started talking, you might leave your home. So don't you start me to talking, or I'll tell everything I know. Yes, if I started talking, woman, somebody might have to go. You know, you get up in the morning and you grab a telephone. You talk about everything you see go on. Don't you start me to talking, I might tell everything I know. Yeah, because if I tell on you, baby, I declare you might have to go. Said I know your secret and you talk about someone else, but I never said to you about myself. So don't you start me to talking, or I'll tell everything I know. Yes, if I started talking, woman, somebody gonna have to go. Yeah. Boyfriend and nobody else. Before you accuse me, you better look back at yourself. Don't you start me to talking, I might tell everything I know. If I tell on you, baby, you know you might have to go. You know you get up every morning and you grab a telephone. You talk about everything you see go on. So don't you start me to talking, I might tell everything I know. Yes, if I start to talking, baby, I declare you gon' have to go. You know you talk about the bees that hide and make honey. Never talk about the men that spend your husband money. Don't you start me to talking, or I might do something wrong. If I start talking on you, baby, whoa, somebody'll be leaving home.
not one dime.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, a big old block of music written originally by Sonny Boy Williamson II, including that track right there by the Nighthawks from 1976. Nine Below Zero is the name of the tune, originally released in 1953 by Sonny Boy Williamson II. Recorded it back in 1951. And the Nighthawks doing a version right there. Just killer. And I don't know if you recognize their little intro. That's from their album Open All Night, by the way. Sounded an awful lot like Muddy Waters giving them an intro, didn't it? Yeah, it was. Before that, we gave you a track called Don't Start Me Talking. I feel like that's what my kids say about me sometimes. Sonny Boy Williams II originally did that in September of 1955. We gave you the Lightning Slim version from 1965. Don't Start Me Talking. Before that, we gave you a track called Checking on My Baby by Junior Wells. So from one great harmonica player to another, Junior Wells, his version was from 1966, a year after Sonny Boy Williamson II released his version that was called Checking Up on My Baby from 1965, a track that he originally recorded in 1960. And starting off the block, Eyesight to the Blind, as done by B.B. King in 1966. And we gave you the Sonny Boy Williamson II originally released that in 1951. And again, we're celebrating the birthday of Sonny Boy Williamson II. All we know, it was December 5th. We're not 100% sure what year, sometime between 1897 and 1912. And we're not 100% sure where. Somewhere in Mississippi, either Greenwood or Money, Mississippi. Alec Ford, or Alec Miller, or Rice Miller, or Little Boy Blue. But we know him as Sonny Boy Williamson II. Phenomenal harmonica player. Huge influence on the blues. All right. So let's go now to some new music. And an artist who started recording both with a gospel group and then solo on her own around the same time a lot of these songs were originally recorded and released. And she's still out here recording at 86 years old. And that's Mavis Staples. She's got a new record out that we'll tell you about when we come back. But let's give you a track off that right now. This is Mavis Staples. We gotta have peace. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
We gotta have peace to keep the world alive and the war to cease. We got to have joy true in our hearts with strength we can't destroy. People hear us through our voice. The world knows, and there's no choice. We're begging to save the children, the little ones who just don't understand. Give them a chance to live their lives and purify the land. People hear us through our voice. The world knows there's no choice. No. And the people in the neighborhood, they would if they only could meet and shake the other's hand, work together for the good of the land. Give us all an equal chance. It could be such a sweet romance. And the soldiers who are dead and gone, if we could only bring back one, he'd say, we got to have peace. We got to have peace to keep the world alive and the war to cease. We got to have joy with strength we can't destroy. People hear us through our voice. The world knows there's no choice. And the people in the neighborhood, they would if they only could meet and shake the other's hand, work together for the good of the land. give us all an equal chance. It could be such a sweet romance. And the soldiers who are dead and gone, if we could only bring back one, he'd say, we've got to have peace. We've got to have peace, y'all. Yeah.
Take it all in, but it's too late. Can't take back she got in. She's not leaving this time. It's hard to keep my sanity. And all my mind is bathed in grief. Falling down deep and pray it's a dream. It's no longer front page news. And I suffer while I write this. Perhaps the best thing I can do is to mourn the loss of human life, so merciless and cruel. You took the medicine till the medicine took you. Got a letter from your brother, and I hear you have a son. Family has suffered in this game. Nobody won. When you're waiting on the help, but then the help it never comes. You take the medicine till the medicine takes you. You know I suffer while I write this, but I'm holding on to hope that the words I put together cope, 'cause there's a hole inside my heart, and here we never even spoke. You took the medicine till the medicine took you.
Side of the tracks, and that right there, four fantastic new songs off of four albums that you can go out and purchase at your leisure, including one right there from Miss Emily, who put out a new record called The Medicine back on November 7th, and we gave you the title track off of that record. You can find that at themissemily.com. Extremely soulful, bluesy stuff. Love that. Love it. Before that, gave you a country artist out of Georgia by the name of Kurt Lee Wheeler, with a track called Can't Fool Fate, and that is off his new record called Latham Town. And you can find more about that at KurtLeeWheelerMusic.com. And I love reading the bio about Kurt Lee Wheeler, because not only is he a musician, fantastic songwriter. That track was killer. He's also a middle school teacher, apparently. Shout out to Kurt Lee Wheeler. Before that, we gave you a track from a guy out of Nashville, Tennessee, called Jolton Mayfield. And he's got a new record out called Crowd Pleaser, which just dropped on October 24th through Bloodshot Records. And you can find that at joltonmayfield.bandcamp.com. We gave you the track Turpentine. You know the one. You know the one. And then starting off the block, Mavis Staples, which is a name you should definitely know. Obviously started with the Staples Singers. Very, very famous, influential gospel group. She's been recording solo since the late 60s, and she's still touring and still recording, much like Willie Nelson, who we always finish the show with. Mavis Staples, 86 years young. And she's got a new record out called Sad and Beautiful World, which is accurate depiction these days. And we gave you a track called We Gotta Have Peace. You can find more about this album and her tour dates at MavisStaples.com. All right. So let's go now. The majority of the songs that we played from that Sonny Boy Williamson block came from the 1960s. So how about a block of country tunes from the 1960s? And we're going to rabbit hole a little bit. It started with this song that I had heard during the week. And thought, man, I haven't heard this song in a long time. And I don't know when the last time we played it on this show was. So this is Whisperin' Bill Anderson. This is Bright Lights and Country Music. This is Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I love those bright lights and country music. I won't stay home and cry tonight like all the nights before. I've just learned that I don't really need you anymore. I found a little place downtown where guys like me can go, and they've got bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music. A bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country music. A table by the bandstand, a bottle filled with wine. Honky-tonks were made for men with women on their mind. Nothing else can take away this loneliness of mine. Quite like bright lights and country music. Bright lights and country music. A bottle and a glass. Soon I'll be forgetting that there ever was a past. And when everybody asks me what helped me forget so fast, I'll say bright lights and country music. I love those bright lights and country music.
My heart is all sweethearts do.
I gave my love to prove to you that I would always love you and be true. I know you've met somebody new. You'll tell me you and I are through.
You every minute.
be free, but I'll be over you when the grass grows over me. Yes, I'll be over you when you're standing over me. And as you look down at the cold, cold ground I'm sleeping in, don't expect to hear me say that I still love you then. 'Cause I'll be over you when the grass grows over me.
The warden led a prisoner down the hallway to his doom, and I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. And I heard him tell the warden just before he reached my cell, let my guitar playing friend do my request. Let him sing me back home with a song I used to hear. Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. I recall last Sunday morning a choir from off the street came in to sing a few old gospel songs. And I heard him tell the singers, there's a song my mama sang. Could I hear it once before you move along? Won't you sing me back home with a song I used to hear? Make my old memories come alive. Take me away and turn back the years. Sing me back home before I die. Sing me back home before I die.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, a big old block of classic country tunes from throughout the 1960s, including Merle Haggard and the Strangers, Sing Me Back Home, which was an album he put out in November of 1967, and that was the first single released that year, November of 1967, so that's celebrating an anniversary this month, or this past month, I should say. Before that, we gave you some George Jones, When the Grass Grows Over Me, which was released in 1968, and that was a number two hit. Went to number two on the country charts for George Jones. That's got to be really frustrating to have a hit, to have it climb the charts, get all the way to number two, and then stop. Crazy. That song supposedly was written by Don Chappell and Tammy Wynette, although Tammy Wynette would later claim that, no, she wrote the song, When the Grass Grows Over Me. Before that, we gave you the great Don Gibson, who I just love, from 1961. Lonesome Number One was the name of that tune. Huge hit for Don Gibson. Before that, we gave you some Skeeter Davis, My Last Date with You, from 1960. And that's what we call an answer song, kids. Answer songs did not start in hip-hop. They actually started with blues and country tunes in which songs would be written to answer a previous song. This one, My Last Date With You, was an answer song to Floyd Kramer's Last Date, which came out, I believe, in 1957. Interesting, though, because Floyd Kramer's Last Date is an instrumental. There were no lyrics. So the answer was to just a piano tune. Okay, we'll roll with that. And then starting off the block, Bill Anderson and his Po' Boys from November of 1965, Bright Lights and Country Music. That is the lead single off of an album of the same name. And again, released in November of 1965. So that tune is celebrating its 60th anniversary this month. So there you go. All right, time for us to finish this off now. The way we always do is a tribute to the man, Mr. Willie Nelson. He had an album just celebrating an anniversary a couple weeks ago, and it is one of, if not the greatest live records ever made. Genre be damned. And of course, that's Willie Nelson and Family Live, released back in the 1970s, and it's just phenomenal. So let's give you a tune, one of my favorites off of this live record. It's not one that Willie wrote. It's originally written and recorded by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, but Willie's version is just straight fire. This is Willie Nelson. This is Live. This is Stay a Little Longer. Till next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
Going by the mill, cause the bridge washed out at the bottom of the hill. The big creek's up, little creek's level. Plow my car with a double shovel. You gotta stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night. Dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Now you ought to see my blue eyes out. Lives way down on Shinbone Alley, and the number on the gate and the number on the door. Next house over is a grocery store. You gotta stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night. Dance a little longer, pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Jump on a man like a dog on a bone.
You gotta stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, over in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Just stay all night,
stay a little longer.
I said dance all night,
dance a little longer.
I said pull off your coat,
over in the corner.
I don't see why you don't stay a little longer. I said stay all night, just stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off your coat, throw it in the corner. Don't see why you don't stay a little longer. Now I don't see why you don't stay a little longer.
Thank you very much.